August 29th, Jesus says, "Let us look together at this point in Kings. Obedience is worth more than sacrifices, giving heed, more than offering the fat of rams, for rebellion is like a sin of magic, not wanting to subject oneself is like a sin of idolatry." 1 Kings 15:22, obedience, the virtue you do not want to practice. You are born, and as soon as you are able to manifest a sentiment, it is a sentiment of rebellion against obedience. You live being disobedient. You die still disobedient. Baptism cancels out original sin, but it does not annul the toxin left to you by sin. At bottom, what was original sin? An act of disobedience. Adam and Eve wanted to disobey the Father Creator, instigated to perform this act of lovelessness by the Supreme Disobedient One, who became a demon by having refused loving obedience to the Supreme God. This poison lies hidden in your blood, and only a constant will on your part makes it unable to harm your spirit mortally. But, oh my children, what act more meritorious than this can be performed by you? Look carefully. It is even easier to carry out a sacrifice, make an offering, or practice a work of mercy than to be obedient constantly to the will of God. This presents itself to you minute by minute like water flowing and passing, by bringing other waves of water, and, behind these, still others. And you are like fish immersed in the will of God flowing over you. If you want to emerge from it, you die, my children. It is your vital element. Nor is there a drop of it which does not proceed from a loving purpose. Believe this. To obey is to do the will of God. That will whose fulfillment I have always taught you to ask for with the Our Father, and which I have taught you to practice in word and example, carrying it to the point of death. Not to obey, and to rebel, is to commit a sin of magic, the book states. In fact, what do you do by rebelling? You sin. And the sin it produces? You're being wedded to the devil. Aren't you performing magic, then? Don't you change yourselves by magic from children of God into children of Satan? Not to obey, and not to want to subject oneself is like a sin of idolatry, the book goes on to say. In fact, what do you do by not subjecting yourselves? You reject God by rejecting His will. You repudiate Him as Father and Lord. But since man's heart cannot remain without adoring something in place of the true God, whom you reject, you adore yourself, your flesh, your pride, your money, you adore Satan in his most intense manifestations. So it is that you thus become idolaters. And of what? Of quite horrid gods, that hold you as slaves and unhappy slaves. Come, come, dear children of my love, come to the paternal yoke which does no harm, which does not oppress, which does not degrade, but, rather, which holds you up, and guides you, and gives you the security of reaching the blessed kingdom, where there is no more pain. The world, which wants to disobey, does not know that this act of obedience would suffice to save it. To get back onto God's track, follow God's voice, obey, obey, rediscover the house of the Father, deliberately fled from, because of an illusion of false dignity, to rediscover the Father's hand, which blesses and heals, and rediscover the Father's heart, which loves and forgives. Reflect, O children, that to give you back the grace that had been lost to most pure, most innocent, and most good persons had to consummate supreme obedience. The salvation of the human race had its beginning in time with Mary's fiat before my archangel, and had its end in Jesus' consummatum, on the cross. The two most painful and least obligatory acts of obedience, for my mother and I were above the need, to expiate sin by obedience. We, who did not sin, have redeemed your sin by obeying. And won't you, poor children, want to imitate your master, and obtain mercy by obedience, which is a proof of love and faith? More beautiful and pleasing than churches themselves, which you raise up by a vow, and than every other vow, is this spiritual flower of the soul, born, on earth, in man's heart, but blossoming in heaven, eternally, for your glory.